This is Courageous Heartbeats. Listen to heart-centered entrepreneurs, coaches, and creative professionals as they share their stories about what it's like to follow their hearts. Discover how they conquer their fears and find the courage and confidence to follow their dreams. Your journey begins here with your host, certified EFT practitioner, Marion Buck Murray.
Hello, everyone. This is Marion Buck Murray. Welcome to today's episode of Courageous Heartbeats, the interview series devoted to shining the light on heart-centered solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and creative professionals who have found the courage to follow their hearts. And today, I am so happy to introduce our guest. It's my business coach, Jeannie Spiro. And Jeannie, welcome. Hello.
Thank you so much, Marion. I'm really, really happy to be here and doing this with you.
Yes, yes. And it's because of you, Jeannie, that I'm doing this. So this is great. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell our audience a little bit about you from your bio. And then we will get started into our courageous questions.
Great.
So Jeannie is a speaking strategist, sales and business coach, founder of JeannieSpiro.com, and the creator of Client Converting Talks. And working with emerging and established coaches, consultants, and service-based entrepreneurs, Jeannie teaches them how to design, deliver, and sell from signature talks that help them attract and convert more clients from their live speaking engagements, webinars, and workshops. So Jeannie has a bachelor's in speech communication and a 25-year career as a corporate sales executive and speaker. And through her experience speaking her way to a six-figure coaching business, she shares her top strategies to master speaking, selling, and attracting clients through signature talks. And after taking her failing business to six figures in 12 months, I'm really impressed by that. Jeannie discovered the secret to create a thriving passion-based business on her terms. Jeannie lives outside Newport, Rhode Island, beautiful Newport, Rhode Island, with her husband, Andrew, and their two kids when they're not in college, and her perfectly imperfect dog, Posey. Welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you, Marion. So happy, really thrilled to be here and with your whole crowd. And it's just a pleasure to do this.
Yeah. And you know, you really work with a lot of people that this podcast is really meant for, you know, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, coaches, you know, creative people who are all out there trying to, you know, grow businesses, succeeding at growing businesses. And sometimes knowing and feeling the fear that goes along with that and the necessity of courage. So, you know, what I'd love to ask you about is how you got to where you are. You know, and I'm sure that you've used a lot of courage along your way. And so when you really think about it, you know, what is something that you did courageous? What was the courageous thing that you did in order to follow your heart?
Well, some people would call it pretty dumb, especially because of what I was leaving behind, but I felt like it was courageous. So I quit my six-figure job with benefits with one child in college and another in private school. And I did it so I could pursue my dream to be able to reach other entrepreneurs and help them create a lifestyle and passion-based business as well.
That I mean, I don't know if I'd ever had the courage to do that. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I just can't even imagine that. And so how did that be? I mean, that must have been scary.
You know, it wasn't. So in the moment, I thought, oh, I got this. I'm a business coach, sales and marketing. I like knew all of it. And so I had this confidence underneath that, oh, I can do this. It's all going to work out okay. So even though I was terrified as can be, I stepped out and I said yes to it because I knew that I'd had success because I'd been growing my business on the side for a while. And so when I stepped out, it was frightening to do it, but I thought, I'm gonna make it.
Wow.
And
wow.
It didn't quite happen the way I wanted it to, though, unfortunately.
It never does, right?
No.
But you know, it's really important to know that you listened to that inner wisdom that said, you know, even though this is scary, I've got this. You know, you were really listening to that power within you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Jeannie, what was your tipping point? What really pushed you to quit your job? Was there anything?
Well, so I went through a series of jobs within a short period of time. And what had happened was I was working for a company for about 9 years. It was a really good position. And I'd gotten that position after working for another company that was in the process of being sold. And in the process of them selling the company, one of the owners died suddenly at work. And we were all there. And I thought, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And so the 9-year job that I was in was a safe, cushy, really wonderful job that allowed me to grow my business on the side. So after I'd been through that really traumatic, horrible experience of losing my boss, and then I went into this really great 9-year position, I got the courage to step into growing my business and figuring it out. And I did it under the safety, like this umbrella of already having a job. So when my boss knew that I was doing this, and I kept kind of talking about really wanting to leave, and he decided to sell the division that I worked for. And so I was moved to another company, basically. And that was a very, very part-time job, but it meant commuting 3 days a week, 90 minutes each way, going someplace. Like basically I took a demotion doing something that I really, it was customer service, and I was a top executive. So for me to go from, you know, commuting and being in an unsafe environment where I was working and then doing a job that I hated, I was miserable. And so what ended up happening was one day I left the office of this job that I hated, that I was basically using to just get a little extra money on the side. And I left the office, and as I was walking out of the building, which was about a half mile from the office on top of everything else, I didn't even have a parking space close to the building. I dropped like everything. It was raining. I fell off my shoe because I was in like a heel.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I fell on my knees and my hands. I was completely bloodied. Everything I had on me was like I was destroyed. And I crawled up to the car, and I got in the car, and I drove down to the office building, walked in, and I gave my notice.
That's
and I said,
that's
I'm
nice.
Done. I'm done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know, it sounds like you were getting pushed slowly but surely out that door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the universe.
Well, you know what, Marianne? I didn't listen to it the first time when they sold, like when the division was sold. I wasn't paying attention to say, this is my time. Mm-hmm. So I denied that. Like I knew it, but I was too scared to act. Like I didn't have the courage. And so I took a job for another 6 months that made me miserable. And then I got to that point where I had nothing but my courage at that moment. Like I didn't really even have that many clients at that moment because I couldn't build my business in that time.
Right.
So I went.
Wow. That's really amazing.
Yeah. I don't think I told you that story before.
No. And just the fact that you quit the job that day, that's really powerful. That's it. You know,
yeah.
Because you know when it's time. It's like, you know, that the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I know. And you, I know you're a huge believer in signs and affirmations, and I didn't recognize any of that because I wasn't sure how to tap into it at all. It wasn't until I started working with women like you and business owners that are doing a lot of the work that you're doing that I even started to become aware of this type of thing. So it was great.
You were led exactly where you needed to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So once you began to do it, so you've quit the job.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing what you love.
Mm-hmm.
What did it feel like? What happened you know, what did it feel like as you, you know, began to summon more and more courage to follow your heart?
Well, so the first 6 months were a disaster for me. I'm not going to lie about that, because I didn't have a plan in the moment. So that was bad. And so I had to come up with a plan, and the plan ended up being something that helped me ultimately reach people, attract more clients. And I used what I knew, which was my speaking experience, my sales background, my mastery of basically, I juggled millions of dollars for businesses all the time. So it was like Monopoly money for me. And so when I started looking at my business and then other businesses, I thought, yes, I can design a business model and put a puzzle together. It takes me 2 minutes to do this. So when I sat down and thought, what am I genius at and what can I do? I stepped into my power. And then I ultimately got out there and started speaking and started getting more clients. And then I felt empowered, just confident, and like I was really doing the right thing because I was getting results for me. And then, of course, my clients.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I just get this real image of stepping out of a place that was very constrictive and restrictive and just really almost killing you. And, and into something that like blossoming, you know, just, it sounds like blossoming to me. And, and drawing on all of your own beauty.
You know, I'm going to share this with you too, because I haven't shared this a lot, but after my boss in that job that I'd been in before, where he died, I had left and gone to that new company where I was working for someone for 9 years, and it was really beautiful and easy and wonderful and all that kind of thing. But in that step, I lost my confidence and my courage, and all the knowledge that I had, everything went away with one simple action, which was I was served legal papers. Like basically I was accused of violating my non-compete clause, which I did not in fact do, but I battled a 3-year non-compete and basically had to put a muzzle on my mouth for 3 years. I couldn't speak for 3 years.
Wow.
So in that time, I went from being on top of the world to hitting rock bottom. And I've done that a couple of times over in my life. And why I'm so passionate with working with women entrepreneurs in particular is because I know how hard it is to do this. But I know when you get to the other side, how amazing it can be too.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're using your voice. Like you just described exactly what you do. You took the muzzle off and you're using your voice, not only in so many ways, you know, you're using your voice to get yourself out there, but also teaching women, mostly women, how to use their voices
and how to use theirs. Yeah.
It's tremendous. It really, really is. And such a metaphor.
I know. I never thought about it that much. I just did it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. We don't see these things sometimes until we see them. and it's pretty amazing. And so you said something, but what's happened as a result of finding the courage to follow your heart, of really stepping into it?
I've grown into, you know, a really great business owner, I think. I love my business. My business has grown. I get to work with amazing clients all over the world, like you and all the women that are in our community. And I feel like every day I get to get up and do work that has purpose and meaning, and I'm on my path.
Wow.
So that's allowed
me. Nothing like that. There really is nothing like that feeling.
You know what that's like.
Yeah. It's a really wonderful feeling. Even when you're not exactly where you want to be, just that just to keep tapping into that feeling, like I'm doing what I really love to do.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
It's such a great feeling.
I know. It really is.
So, all right. I like to ask this question of everyone. So if you had a favorite character or heroine or hero, it could be from a book or from a cartoon, you know, a myth or real life, who is it and how does he or she show courage?
So that would be my daughter, Abby. And the reason why is because I might even cry when I say this, but we're so attached, very, very attached to one another. And when she went to college last year, it was a very difficult transition in the sense of the separation because we're so close. And although she was doing beautifully, it was a long way away. And it was, you know, 6.5, almost 7 hours from home. And, you know, the first couple of weeks, and I know that this happens with a lot of people when they first go away, the first couple of weeks, it was like, did I make the right decision? Am I okay? Am I going to make it? And she worked through everything that she had inside herself. We worked together on this process to make her fulfilled and happy where she was. And she stepped into her college, and in a very short period of time, she joined a fraternity, which is a co-ed fraternity. She joined the golf team. She became very actively involved in all of the clubs on campus, and she made amazing friends. And I watched her go from, I'm not sure if I'm going to love being so far away from my family and so in another state that I don't love being in, to embracing everything about it. And now she's going to study abroad and she's ready to embrace her life. And she's teaching me so much about how to overcome, you know, your own fears.
Yeah. Yeah. Fear. It's courage. That's exactly what that is. That's amazing. Yeah. Because so often it's just so easy to say, you know, I feel all this. I'm scared. I'm just going to hide in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of people did that. I did enough of that when I was in college.
Yeah.
Because it is very scary. And that's really, truly amazing. And the fact that she's going abroad.
I know. And that's the biggest part about all of this, is that I'm going to pick her up from school. And when I go and pick her up from college, I'm looking at it like, oh my gosh, you now are going to, like, you're going to say goodbye to your friends. And then you're also preparing to go and study abroad and be even further away. And you're so okay with it. Yeah. So that transition was tremendous for me.
That's wonderful. That is so wonderful. And no doubt, you know, all of your support is what helped her get there as well.
Yeah, I coached her.
Coach, mama coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she let you, you know?
Yeah.
My daughters don't always want me coaching them or
I know.
EFT with them. So, mm-hmm. All right. So, okay. Here's what I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing all this, you know, it's you work from home a lot. And I know that this work can be very isolating when you go out on your own. You know, there are a lot of things that come up. And so I'm wondering, did you get any kind of support or participate in any kind of practice that helped you as you were taking each step along your way?
Yeah, great question. And yes, absolutely. So when I first started my business, it was about 6 years ago in 2010. And when I started it, I had no idea that this whole online world existed. In fact, it was just starting to develop anyway. Online courses and programs and social media was really getting bigger and bigger. And so I went to an event, and at the event, I found a coach. And that coach became my mentor, and she virtually mentored me. And that was the first time I invested in someone supporting me. Mm-hmm. And then I began joining mastermind groups and became part of communities. And I've done that. I've done that the entire time I've been in business. And one of the things that I've done recently is I went to a leadership conference, and it was talking about how do you become a leader? How do you step out and become a courageous leader, really? And it came down to how do you surround yourself and who do you surround yourself with? And I realized two things. One was, I'm a leader that leads in the trenches. So, and you know this about me, but I lead with, not from high up above, you know, on the rooftops and all the troops are down below doing the fighting. I'm in the trenches doing the fighting. I might just have more knowledge, but I'm going to say, look that way, or don't do this, or I tried that, not a good idea, right? But I'm in the trenches, and I love that. I'm okay with that. That's the kind of leadership I want to have, or the leader I want to be. And then the second part of it is, to be a good leader, I have to basically like care for myself.
Yes.
And so I did two things recently. One really exciting thing for me is I hired my first personal trainer. I've never done
wow.
that. Yeah.
That's exciting.
And yes, because I'm having a live event and I feel like I need the energy to serve. And I also need the energy to, you know, to be out there, to do this. It'll look great. So she's virtually going to train me through Skype. And it's amazing what we can do, isn't it? That you can do all of this through our
training. Imagine that. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, and I feel like that's what we need to do, you know, to step into things. And I'm scared as anything to go out there and work out again and, you know, like reveal how I look and, you know, all the things that I'm dealing with right now. But I trust her enough to say, do it. Let's go. I'm ready to break out of this.
Yeah. That's so great. That's great. Wow. Yeah. And it's so important to do those things, to have the self-care, to really surround yourself with people. I mean, with people that understand what you're going through, because you can have friends that don't get it and, you know, and still be friends with them. But when you have people that really get what you're going through, that makes all the difference in the world.
Well, you know, and I think you found this too. I have business girlfriends that are my dearest friends in the world who get me because they're entrepreneurs. And then I have amazing friends that just love me for who I am, but have no idea what I'm doing with the business at all.
Yeah. Right? Because if you don't understand, you don't understand.
Right.
And all the glitches that come up, all the, just everything that comes up, the self-doubt, all of that, the fear, you know, I don't think you get it. Like, just like you said, you know, when you left your job, you had this inner confidence. You didn't know what was ahead of you.
Didn't.
You know, and it's sort of like having a baby, right? You don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
That's right. Yeah, definitely. It's true.
And all right. That's And the people that you surround yourself with, Jeannie, are really beautiful people. That's one of the reasons why I signed up with you, you know, to be my coach, because I love the people.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Well, and you contribute to that, Marian. I mean, I think that's the beautiful thing about the community that we're in. I love that we're all synergistic, you know.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So what's one nugget of wisdom that you would like to share with our listeners who are interested in finding the courage to do what they love?
So one of my friends who is very successful, he's a very, very successful business owner, entrepreneur, he said this phrase to me recently, and I love this, and I hadn't heard it in a while, but it was, leap and the net will appear. And I love that, because when you find that moment of courage inside, you don't have to question it. You just trust it. Mm-hmm. And it's like all of a sudden you can feel it go. Like that's how I'm really trying to live my life.
Yeah. Now. It's like the how will be revealed as you go. So you don't have to do all this analyzing on how will it work and how am I going to do this? It's more, it's taking that step or that leap. And realizing that if you're really in alignment, it's all going to show up.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It really is. So this was wonderful, Jeannie. This is really helpful and very inspiring. I mean, you've done so much in such a short amount of time. So it's really proof of how your system works, right? You know, to speak, and also just proof that that anybody can do this. I mean, that people, you know, when you're really aligned with what you're good at, what your strengths are, you can do more than you can imagine.
Thank you. Yeah. And I have to say, Marianne, you know what, the thing that's been amazing to me is I originally pigeonholed myself and was thinking, oh, I only have to work with this type of person. You know, it had to be in this group or whatnot. But speaking works to attract all clients. And I love being able to teach people go from, I have no idea where I'm going to get my next client, to being able to go into a room full of potential clients and walk out with people that want to talk to you and can become a potential client for you.
Yeah.
That. There's nothing better than that. You know how that feels.
Right. So how can listeners get in touch with you?
So they can learn more about me at jeanniespiro.com. And for anyone who is a business owner and they're looking at the potential of trying to figure out how to grow their business and they want to start speaking, or they're speaking and not getting clients when they're speaking or not converting into potential sales conversations or discovery calls, what I have is a free gift, and it's called The Speaker's Guide to Closing Any Room. And it's a little gift that will tell you the four things about how to get out there, so how to prepare yourself before you go out and speak. And also, when you do book a speaking engagement, when you go out there, I give you a guide of basically how to close the room. So it's just a very helpful tool. And also you can find at jeanniespiro.com/speaking guide.
Okay. So that's jeanniespiro.com/speaking guide.
That's right.
Okay. Okay. That sounds like I don't even know if I have that. I must have that, right?
Yeah. You might, but if you don't, you're going
to, I'm going to sign up for it.
Yeah. You're getting it.
Okay.
I'll make sure you got it. Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all for today. Thank you, Jeanie, so much for answering all these questions that I have for you today. And I really appreciate it.
My total pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes. And if you'd like to learn more about how you can find your courage to follow your heart, visit my website at marianbuckmurray.com. And when you're there, you can apply for a free 30-minute session to help you unleash your courage. That's all for today. Until next time, goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to Courageous Heartbeats, where heart-centered entrepreneurs share their inspiring stories. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you can catch all of our episodes. And remember to grab your free MP3 download, Getting Unstuck with EFT, at marianbuckmurray.com.